Father, we just come before you and we ask you to open our minds, touch our minds, touch our hearts, help our brains to keep what we hear, not just flow through. And Lord, we just ask that we learn your word and we learn the principles that you want to teach us, Lord. And we just ask your blessing on this class and everyone in it. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen. Roger, do you know enough Hebrew to look things up yet?
Okay.
All right. I might have you look up something tonight or two. Cindy's not here. I can't pick on her. Well, the title of this message is Jacob is Crippled. Jacob is Crippled. Sometimes we can do more crippled for the Lord than we can in good health. That's true. I know that. I know that for sure. All right. Why Yisra? Lo? Hashimash? Kaashur? Avar? Eth? Peniel? Wehu? Soliah? All? Yerako? I guess we've waited for long. I killed some time for the rest to get here. I guess you're the rest. And he rose up and stayed and kept on rising up to him the sun. When as he passed over, he had passed over Peniel, and he limping, hobbling upon his hip. He's double limping is what it says here, is what it literally says. He's limping on both feet. Limping and hobbling on both feet. Peniel. What does Peniel mean? Peniel. 819 in that page, in that book right there. Peniel. 819. It's not all...
It means face of God.
Yes, that's right. You know what it is. Good, good deal. Peniel, Pene is face, El is God, the face of God. The face of God. The face of God. Why did he name the place the face of God? Why did Jacob call this place the face of God? Because Jehovah, because Jesus Christ, had come in his pre-incarnate self and had wrestled with Jacob all night long. And remember, Jacob was no little pantywaist. He was a robust, strong, big man, and a very powerful man. He was a cowboy and a shepherd all of his life, and he carried many sheep on his shoulders, and probably carried calves all over and wrestled with lions and bears and everything else. He was a very strong man. And even when Jesus, in his pre-incarnate physical form, wrestled with Jacob, Jacob would not turn loose of him, and he was so powerful that he held on to the person of God. 32:33. All kin, lo, yokilu, bene, Yisrael, et, gid, Ha Nashe, Asher, Al, Kaf, Ha Yerek, Ad, Hayom, Hazeh, Ki, Naga, Bikaf, Yerek, Yaakov, Beged, Ha Nashe. All can means therefore, or thus unto. Okay? Not is a little adverb of negation. And you can look that up on page 518 if you look in Brown, Driver, and Briggs. Therefore, or because of this, not is a keeps on being accustomed to eat. Sons, bene, sons. What does sons mean? Huh? According to a pattern. Okay. What about a call? What's a call mean? That's the root of that word. I'll call page 37 and page 46. 37, Brown, Driver, and Briggs, and Kohler and Baumgartner is on page 46. What does a call? See that word a call down at the end of that? What does a call mean? That means eats. Period, eats. We have lehem. Lehem means what? It's meat or bread. A call just means eats, period. Vittles. Any kind of food. Vittles, whatever. A call. And then sons of Israel. Now, Yisrael, Jacob had just been, his name had just been changed to Israel. And what does Israel mean? Brother, you remember? Israel. What does Israel mean? Sharon, do you remember what? You got A+ tonight. Like always. Got a good mind. Wrestle, it means to wrestle with God. The name Sarah comes from Israel. Sarah means contentious or to fight. Okay? Sarai means to contentious or to fight. Sarah, the word Sarah means a prince. Okay? And a prince fights for his kingdom, to get his or to gain his kingdom. Okay? If the word wrestling and everything is the root of this word. It means to wrestle and to contend and to be contentious and to wrestle and fight, to war. The war with God. He wrestled with God. Okay? And then it says et, the sign of direct object, and then sinew. And it's Arabic. By the word sinew there, gid, that's Arabic. And it comes from the word to bind. To bind. To bind. To bind. We have a word in English that comes from the word sinew. Right there. Religion. The word sinew comes from that word. All right. The front of it means back or again. I-O-N means what? The act of. Okay. That's the suffix. We have a prefix. Now, what do you think the word lig comes from? Do we have a word in English from lig? Ligament? It comes from the Latin word ligare. 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 All right. That's where it comes from. That's this word right here, the sinew or the ligament. Okay? And comes from Arabic. Page 136 in that Brown, Driver, and Briggs there. Ha, han, nashe. Of the hip. All right? It's the nerve in the thigh, the nerve in the hip. It's probably what we call the sciatic nerve, the sciatica. All right? How many of you ever had your hip out of place? Huh? Brother Roger, you've had? Boy, you had a lot of things. You're about as good a shape as I am. How many of you ever had a sciatic nerve attack? That's that, Sharon?
No, I had
it running out. Yeah, it goes all the way down your leg. When your hip goes out of place, sometimes it binds your sciatic nerve and then it hurts. How many of you ever had a shot in the hip and they hit the sciatic nerve? I had one of them. Yeah, had a shot, they hit the sciatic nerve, it hit a blood vessel, it caused what they call a blood clot in there, a hematoma, right on the sciatic nerve. That's wonderful. Burn like fire for months. There is an ailment called a piriformis syndrome. Piriformis syndrome. How many of you have ever had that? That's when your buttocks muscles get tight and they might get out of place or something and it pinches the sciatic nerve. All of these ailments are related to this right here. This is what Jacob was feeling. He was in pain. Jacob was in pain when he left that place. But he was in the... How many of you have sciatic pain? All right. Now, just imagine this with the sciatic pain. You've had sciatic pain. Those that held your hand up. Brother Euless, you haven't had any pain. He's in good shape, man.
I've been
Just imagine Jacob wrestling with the person of God and the Lord touching his sciatic nerve and setting it on fire, and he's so determined for his spiritual blessing that he will not turn him loose. It's like somebody shocking you with a shock or a stun gun, and yet he wouldn't turn loose. That's the way it feels. It hurts, I'm telling you. You know what I'm talking about, Brother Ross. It hurts. Brother Harry, you've had that. Like a stun gun. All right. The hip. Until the day this, because he had struck in socket hip, Jacob, in the sinew, literally, is in the sciatic nerve. That nerve looks like sinew that runs down through there. Of the hip. Nerve in the hip. All right, 31 and verse 33 and verse 1. Now we got more problems. Jacob is a man of many problems. He is Jacob, to me, is one of the foundational characters in the Bible. The whole nation of Israel is named after Jacob. Jacob was he was not a polygamist, even though he became a polygamist. That wasn't his choice. Okay? He was a man of one love. That's what he wanted. We see this wonderful character. He was a man that was absolutely interested in one thing in his life, and that's the promises of God. So many people have turned him out to be a sissy, living in his mama's tent. I've heard that priest. Have you? Have you heard a priest? I've heard a priest. A weakling. A dishonest character. You show me where Jacob was not more honest than Abraham or Isaac. You show me where he sold his wife to protect himself. Where he ever lied to anybody to protect himself. His father was going to give the blessing to the wrong man and bless Esau, which was a scoundrel. He was a scoundrel. And God blinded him, I believe. I believe God blinded Isaac so he couldn't see which son he was blessing. All of this is the foreordination of God, the what we call God's unpreventable progress. This happened to bring about the right purposes. His mother said, let the curse be... He said, I don't want to go in there and lie to my father. He would curse me. He said, let the curse be upon me. And she said, get in there and do what I told you. God hasn't let me know what happened. God told her who the son was. That would be the promised son. And it definitely was not Esau. He had revealed that to Rebekah. Why did God talk to Rebekah and not Isaac? Because Isaac was going the wrong way. This is one time we see a woman leading out in the promises of God. Because Isaac was going the wrong way, and he would have gone the wrong way had God not intervened. And God used Rebekah over and over and over again. And Jacob just happened to be the person, and I believe God chose the right one. Chose the right man. He was steadfast. Steadfast. Why, Esau, Yaakov, Enoch, Yar, Wehene, Esau, Ba, Wehemal, Arba, Meot, Ish, Yahatz, Et, Hyaladim, Al, Leah, Weal, Rachel, we all, Shite, Ha, She, Ha, Tut. All right. And kept on raising up Jacob his eyes. And he kept on seeing. And behold, we is and Hene is behold, Esau. Esau. What does Esau mean? Harry, thank you very much. Thank you, Harry. Thank you, Sharon. Sharon's always, she's got it. I can't hardly get the questions out of my mouth. I remember one time I took Marilyn to a concealed weapon thing where she had to go through this class, and she was popping out the questions before the guy could get them out of his mouth. The answers, just like this, just popping them out, right and left. I said, Annie Oakley, slow down. And kept on raising up Jacob's eyes, and he kept on seeing, and behold, Esau. He kept on looking. Bah, coming, masculine and singular, cow participle. Esau kept on coming, and with him 400 miot ish men, wayahats. And he divided, and kept his forces divided. Jacob did that. He divided his forces. Joe, do you have that Amplified Bible with you tonight? You got it right there. Okay. Could I twist your arm and just wrangle you up here to get you to come up here and read?
I don't have my reading Bible.
Oh, you don't have your reading? You want to borrow mine?
I think I can see it.
All right. Okay. It's large print. I know, I know. I was trying to get you up here. I want your son to see you. This will really get him excited in Wyoming to get him to look at you, see? Get up here. Or not Wyoming, but in the North Dakota.
North Dakota.
North Dakota. What's his name over there?
Mark.
Well, hello, Mark.
Mark.
From the class here in Bakersfield, California. We all, and unto Rachel, and unto Shite too, the female slaves. All right, we have Rachel. Rachel's going to be in the back. Rachel's going to be protected because this is his love. And we got the two female slaves. If he wants to lose anybody first, it's going to be Leah and those two female slaves because he's in love with one woman, and that's Rachel. Okay? That's it. Now, these others have been pawned off on him, but this is his love. He's going to put her in the back. He's going to protect her. Okay? That's Jacob. How would you like to have a husband like that? See, that's the kind of husband that you want. Why is them? Yet, hash shafachot. Weet, yadahen. Yishana. Weet, liah. See what I told you? Willa deha. Acho Ronim, we at Rachel. We at Yosef. Acho Ronim. All right. Who's he got behind? Who's in the back? Rachel and Joseph. Rachel and Joseph. He's protecting the ones he loved. This, as far as he's concerned, that's his wife and that's his son. They are preeminent and precious to him. Okay? Preeminent and precious. Jacob was willing to sacrifice these before he put in danger the others. And you can easily tell which one Jacob loved the most. All right? In the order of his affection and love, he put them. All right? And he placed the female slaves and their children first. You see that? You get that? And Leah and her children next. And Rachel and who? And Joseph in the absolute rear. These are the most precious. The most precious to him. His favorite son. If anybody got killed in this encounter, Rachel and Joseph would be the last ones to die. Rachel and Joseph. Wehu Avar Lefanahem Wayish Tachu Artsa Shiva Ti Amim Ad Yishto Ad Achi. And he had passed over before the faces of them. See that word panay in there? That's face. That's what we, el panay. All right? The face of God, peniel. Before them, before their faces. And he had prostrated himself to the earth. Seven, Shiva seven, seven times. Pi-amin. Until Yishto, until his approaching or reaching him unto his brother. All right, Achi, his brother. What's the word in Greek for brother? Or sister. Same thing, in there's the same root. In Hebrew, is it Achi what? Adelphos or Adelphi. It means from the same womb. All right? And that was his brother from the same womb also. All right, the reunion of Jacob and Esau. Now, what do you think old the Lord is doing with old Esau? You ever pray for people? Jacob was afraid not... I don't think that he would have had any problems taking on Esau at all, man to man. But Esau was a treacherous nature. He was a treacherous one. He was the vicious one. He was the angry one. He was the one that would murder. He was a killer by nature, wasn't he? He was a killer by nature. Jacob nourished and protected and cared for animals. Esau went out killing animals. He was a hunter. He was a hunter. Okay? That's what he did. He hunted animals. He killed animals. He went out and killed animals. Jacob brought forth animals. You know, a cow, when she has a calf, you have to pull the calf many times. And then you have to doctor them. And if they get hurt, you got to care for them and sew them up and whatever. That's what Jacob did. He was a doctor and a carer. One that nursed things to life. And Esau was a vicious man. Vicious man. And he would take a human life as well as an animal life. When his brother so-called cheated him out of his birthright, all he thought about is how he was going to kill him when he could get by with it. After his father died, he was going to kill him. Wayaras, Esau, Likratol, Wayhabikihu. That's a long word. Wayhabikihu. Wayipo. See those double letters in there? All right. Sawaraal, or all Sawaraal. I got it mixed up here. All Sawaraal. Wayishakehu. Wayivku. All right. And he kept on running Esau. When Esau saw his brother, the last time he saw his brother, he wanted to murder him. But now God has changed his heart. God has prepared his heart. And he has dealt with him in such a way that he is glad to see his brother. Not only that, but his brother had sent him all these gifts. I guess all these gifts had softened the heart of Esau. Esau didn't want him, he said. We're going to find that out. And he kept on running Esau to meet him. And he embraced him, and he fell. See that word, Nephal in there? See that word, Nephal? Nephilim means what? Remember we came to the word Nephilim? Nephilim means fallen ones. All right, here's what we get. Yephal there. That is the word. Nephal. See down there, look at the word Nephil. 656 and 709. That means to fall. And he fell and kept on falling upon his neck. Now he wanted to cut his neck. Now he's going to fall upon his neck. And he kept on kissing him. And they kept on weeping. He kept on kissing him and they kept on weeping. Now this was a great reunion here. Great reunion. God had prepared the heart of Esau. Jacob, remember what Jacob prayed before he Now, after he had that encounter with Laban, and then when he comes over here and he's going to have another encounter with Esau, his brother that had swore to kill him. He had sworn to kill him. And he said, "Lord, you remember what you said? Are you really going to take care of me? Because this is my brother I'm going to meet that swore he's going to kill me. And he's got all these men. He's got 400 men with him. And he could wipe out my whole family and all the promises of God right here." But God was not going to allow that to happen. I was talking a little bit earlier before the class. And every doctor I go to, they look at my chart and they say, "You ought to be dead. Why are you alive? How come you've made it thus far?" I said, "God's not finished with me yet." And no, as I look back on my life and all of the terrible things that's happened to me, I look back and I realize that while it was happening, it was terrible. Okay? But God was training me all of the way. And all of this that happened to Jacob so far, God is training Jacob. And it's not over. His training is not over yet. His training is not over. The man is a man of grief and sorrow. When he met Pharaoh, I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but when he met Pharaoh, Pharaoh said, "How old are you?" And he said, 130 years of misery and suffering and evil. That's what he told him. 130 years of misery and suffering and evil. And I know what he meant. I've been there. I know what the suffering is like. Suffer at the hand of other people. People you love. That's the ones hurt the most. Why Esau? Et Enal. Why Yar? Et Hanashim. We et Ha La Dim. Wayomer. Mi Ele. Lok. Wayomer, Haladim, Asher, Hanan, Elohim, Et, Avadika. All right. And he raised up his eyes, and he saw the women. The women, Hanashim. That all the root of that is Ish. You know that, Isha. All right. Isha means what? Ish means what?
Man.
What does Isha mean? Out of man. Thank you very much. And the children. Hiladim. We and then the sign of the direct object and the children. These are born children, like technon in Greek. These are born children, born sons, born children. Life births. And he kept on saying, "Who are these for?" And he said, "The children whom has favored Elohim, your servant." All right? Has favored Hanan, Elohim, your servant. He calls himself his slave. Avad means slave or bought and paid for a servant. In the Greek, it's doulo, bound one. He calls himself his servant. And he calls Esau Adonai, master and lord. Okay? Watigashna. Hashetot. Hina. Weyaldehen. Watishta chawina. And he kept on approaching the female slaves, and they and their children, and they fell down on their faces and prostrated themselves, kept on prostrating themselves for themselves toward him. That's in the middle voice like. 33 and verse 7 now, 33 and verse 7. Vatigash, Gam, Leah, Wiladiha, Wayishta Hawa, Hawu that is, Wiachar, Nigas, Yosef, Wirachel, Wayishta Cha Har, who? And she approached Leah also. That word gom, that means also. Leah. What's Leah mean? Remember what Leah means? Remember, this is not, well, in Hebrew it means a lot different than what it means in what, did you say something correct? Well, it means to be weak. But actually, probably what the Hebrew meant is that her eyes were so beautiful that it meant the men that saw her, it made them weak when they looked upon her eyes. Okay? Because she probably had beautiful blue eyes. And blue eyes to the Arabs and to the Jews is a beautiful trait. The women with blue eyes, they're valuable, boy. They love the dark skins with the blue eyes. Okay? And that's probably her. It meant to be weak, but probably what it meant is her eyes were so beautiful that it made the men weak. All right? It swept their feet out from underneath them. Leah and her children. She had quite a few children, didn't she? And here she is first. All right? He sent the slave girls first. The slave girls with their children came first. The ones that he loved the least. And then here comes Leah and her children. And then last of all is the one that he loved the most. And they prostrated themselves. They kept on prostrating themselves and afterwards had approached Joseph and Rachel. And they prostrated themselves or kept on prostrating themselves for an old Esau. They were showing him a lot of honor. A lot of honor. Wayomer. Meh. Mika. Kal. Ha. Ma. Hene. Haze. Asher. Paga. Shiti. Wayomer. Limpso. Chan. Benay. Adonai. And he kept on saying, who for you? All the camp. There was another camp here. They was bringing out a whole bunch of camp. And he said, this the which I met, I have met. His first person consonant called perfect. Which I have met. And he kept on saying, to find favor in eyes of my Lord. Now, Joe, do you think you could read that book if you came up here? Could you see well enough to read that book and read that for me? You think you could read up to where we are? Okay, we're in 30. We started out with 32 and what? 32, what was it? 32, 32. Okay. 32, 32 all the way up here to 33:8. Okay. Okay, well, let's come right up here. That's all right. That's okay. It doesn't have to be smooth. You don't have to be like a smooth-talking politician.
Okay, verse 33:8.
Yeah.
That is why to this day the Israelites do not eat the sinew of the hip which is on the hollow of the thigh, because the angel of the Lord touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh on the sinew of the hip. And Jacob raised his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau was coming, and with him 400 men. So he divided the children to Leah and to Rachel and to the two maids. And he put the maids and their children in front, and Leah and her children after them, and Rachel and Joseph last of all. Then Jacob went over the stream before them and bowed himself to the ground 7 times until he came near to his brother. But Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. Esau looked up and saw the woman and the children and said, who are these with you? And Jacob replied, these are the children whom God has generously given your servant. And the maids came near, and they and their children, and they bowed themselves. And Leah also with her children came near, and they bowed themselves. After them Joseph and Rachel came near, and they bowed themselves. Esau said, "What do you mean by all this company which I meet?" And he said, "These are that I may find favor in the sight of my Lord."
All right. Now, he sent another whole load of people for as gifts. Animals, goats, sheep, cattle, and servants, slaves for him to find favor in his sight. Now, there's where we are up here to 33 and verse 9. Now, thank you very much, Joe. Thank you very much. Wyomer, Esau, Yesh, Lee, Rav, Achi, Yehi, Lika, Asher, Lach. And he kept on saying, Esau to me, "Much, my brother, let become to you," which to you. "You keep what's yours, and I have plenty. I don't need anything, and you keep what's yours." 33 and verse 10 now. 33 and verse 10. By the way, we're clipping right along. We will have volume 4 here for you. We already have some of them. We're going to be over there pretty soon. And I'm working on the 47th chapter of Genesis right now at home. So I'm in, and it's 50 chapters in Genesis. So we're getting toward where I'll get this whole book taught to you. And then we'll do something else maybe after that. Wyomer, Yaakov, Al na, im na, matsati chen, bit inika, we la kachta, men hati, miyadi, ki al ken, raati, panika, Kirot, Penei, Elohim, Watistenei. All right, let's go back and look at this. And he kept on saying, Jacob, no. No. There's another word for no. All right? There's three no's in Hebrew. Okay? Another word for no, all, and no. An adverb of negation, and no, I beg you, please, no, I. This is what we call a particle of entreaty, page 609, if you look it up. If now, or if please, is what it literally says. If please, I have found favor in your eyes, and. You take my present. Please take. I want you to have taken, received my present from my hand, mi yada, from my hand, because that all can, or because of that. Please receive the present from my hand. And he said, I have seen your face like seeing a face of God. And you have been favorable to me. You have been favorable to me. You have looked down upon me with favor. 33 in verse 11. Ka, na, et, berkati, that is, Asher, Huvat, Lak, Ki, Hanani, Elohim, Wiki, Yes, Li, Kol, Yifatsar, O, Yifka. Receive, or take, I beg you, please, my blessing, which she has been brought to me, the blessing she has been brought to me. because he has favored me, Elohim. And because is to me all, and he urged him, and he took a receipt. He kept on receiving. He urged him and begged him, and then he finally received his gifts. Wyomer. Nitzah. We Nelika. We Elika. Lenik Dika. And he kept on saying, let us depart. And let us go. And I shall go in front of your presence, or in front of your face. I shall go in front of your presence. I'll leave and I'll go in front of your presence. 33:13. Wyomer. Elah. Adonai. Yodeh. He. Hai Ladim. Rakim. We Hatson. We Ha Bakor. Alot. Ele. Udi Va Gum. And he kept on saying unto him, my Lord. Okay, now he's calling him Adonai. What does Adonai mean? Adonai. What does Adonai mean? What's it mean?
Lord of lords.
Lord of lords, or a king. He's calling him a lord, a prince. He's calling him a king. Because Esau was a king, wasn't he? Esau was a king of the desert. Out there at Petra, this was his area. Mount Seir, this was the area. This was his kingdom. And he was a kingdom. And he was a lord over that whole area. He was a master over the whole area. Adonai. Now, when the Jews come to the name Jehovah today, they always pronounce it what, Brother Roger? Adonai. That's what they, when they come to the word Jehovah, they name him Adonai. Okay? So this is a very high word. Yodeh. And this word Yodeh, it means masculine scene or cow participle. It means knowing that the children are tender. Rakim, tender. The children are young and tender. And the flocks. Now their children. He had a lot of the young children. And young children, can they travel fast? No, they can't travel fast. When Andrew Jackson declared the Indian Removal Act, when he moved all the Indians out of Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Arkansas, all of those, Georgia, all of those places, he declared all of those plantations. I don't know whether you realize this, but those Indians lived back there in palaces. The five civilized tribes lived in great mansions and palaces. Has any of you ever seen the former palaces or mansions of these people, like the Rosses and the Ridges? Any of those? Have any of you ever seen those? They, you know, the great big southern mansions with the big high pillars and stuff, they lived in homes like that. And these soldiers marched into those homes at bayonet and gunpoint and marched those people right out of their homes and into wagons with children and the old. And these were the Cherokees, but they were the Choctaws and Chickasaws. All my family, the Cherokee side of my family and the Chickasaw side of my family, were all involved into this. And they brought them out of those southern states and they moved them all the way into what they called Indian Territory. They relocated them. But this is called the Chickasaw Trail of Tears, the Choctaw Trail of Tears, the Osage Trail of Tears. All of these are the Trail of Tears. The Trail of Tears is because the little children and the old died. They can't travel fast. They cannot travel fast. And they pushed and drove them in the middle of the winter. And they buried people every day in the ground or on the ground. They would cover them with snow sometimes because they couldn't even dig a hole. They'd just cover them up with snow. their children, and their old. They died every day. Every day. What Jacob is asking Esau now is that I have young, tender, little children. The word for little children means stumbling ones. Remember when your children were little, Joel? They stumbled around and they fall down and they just learned how to walk. That's what the term means. It means tripping ones. Short little steps. Short little tripping steps. And of course, old people have those short little shuffling steps, don't they? They can't travel fast. They can't travel fast. And he said unto him, My Lord, knowing that the children, the little children, are tender. They can't travel fast. And then he said, and here we have Jacob now. He's looking after his little children and even the animals. He said, My slaves have little children and they can't walk fast. And my flocks, my goats and my sheep, they have babies. And my cows, they have little young calves. And they can't travel fast. They can't travel fast. And the herds, this is the large cattle, the cows. Giving suck, they're nursing. And when you're traveling, you know in the cowboy movies, when you see them, they're driving these cows real hard and fast. That's baloney. They don't drive these cows hard and fast. They drive them real slow. They drive them real slow because the cattle have to eat and drink. Sometimes they might have to go a day or so without drinking, but they had to eat every day because they get a certain amount of moisture out of the food. Did you know in America, there wasn't one tumbleweed in America before 1880. Did you know that? You know what a tumbleweed is? We got plenty of them around here. They're all up whether you want them or not. They're Russian thistle. They brought them here. The sheep herders and the cattlemen brought Russian thistle. I'll turn this old machine over. Into this country around 1880. And they brought it into this country because way up in the different plains, out in the dry desert areas, there wasn't enough water. And tumbleweeds, when they're young, a cow or a goat or a sheep can eat it and get a lot of moisture out of it. And I tell you what, a tumbleweed will grow where you don't think there's any water. I don't want to get water out of the air or what they do, but they get water. And that's what they did. They brought those things over here. And of course, it's cursed us today, but that was cattle water. Cattle have to go slow. They have to be driven slow. Or they'll lose a lot of weight. Or it'll kill them. And if they have young calves and kids, they won't make it either. You'll lose all of them. They graze real slow. In the springtime here, you'll see the sheep being taken up in the mountains, and they'll graze those sheep slowly over the pasture land. Over this pasture land. That's what it's talking about here. Jacob is a shepherd. He's a shepherd of his family and he's a shepherd of his flocks and herds. He said they're upon me. And if we overdrive them, if we drive them hard and knock them around, that's what he said, if we knock them around, yom, ichad, wa, mitu, kol, Hatzon. We knock them down on day one, they shall die. All the flocks. All of my children, I can't drive them fast. Let me drive them slowly from your presence. Let us go slowly. Let us go slowly from your presence. All right. You want another verse or you is that enough? You want one more or what? You want one more verse? One more verse. Okay, here. Yavar. Nah. Adonai, Lifne, Avdo, Wa'ani, Et Nahala, Li'iti, Lidrigal, Ha-mi-la-ka, Asher, Lefane, Yuli-regel, Ha-ladim, Ad, Asher, Ava, El Adonai Sirah. All right. Let's go back and read this one now. Allow me to pass over, I beg you, my Lord, before your face. his servant. And I will move on slowly, on a slow journey. At my slow pace, at my ease, according to the pace of my movable property. And his movable property was what? What was his movable property? All of his flocks and cattle and everything, and his tents and everything. They had to carry all of this. Which, before my face, according to my foot state steps, according to my foot pace or by stages, slow stages, the children, until that I come in, I keep on coming in unto my Lord to see. All right. Now, Joel, you want to bring that book on up here and finish this off? All the way up here from the last verse now. 8, verse number 14. 8 to verse number 14. You read really good that last time. Real good.
Well, wait till I get my glasses on.
All right.
Okay, what verse?
Okay.
14, 13.
It was, where did you finish off the last time? What was 18? Eight to 15. 8 to 14.
Right here?
Yeah, 8 to 14. There you go. Okay.
Esau said, "What do you mean by all this company which I meet?" And he said, "These are that I might find favor in the sight of my Lord." And Esau said, "I have plenty, my brother. Keep what you have for yourself." But Joseph replied, "No, I beg you, if now I have found the favor in your sight, receive my gift that I am presenting, for truly to see your face is to me as if I have seen the face of God, as you have received me favorably. Accept, I beg you, my blessing and gift that I have brought to you, for God has dealt graciously with me, and I have everything." And he kept urging him to accept it. Then Esau said, "Let us get started on our journey, and I will go before you." But Jacob replied, "You know, my lord, that the children are tender and delicate and need gentle care, and the flocks and the herds are young, are of concern to me. For if a man should overdrive them for a single day, the whole flock would die. Let my lord, I pray you, pass over before his servants, and I will lead on slowly, governed by consideration for the livestock that set the pace before me, and the endurance of the children until I come to my lord's seer." Then Esau said, "Let me now leave you with some of the people who are with me." But Jacob said, "What need is there for it? Let me find favor in the sight of my lord." So Esau turned back to his that day to his way to Seir.
All right. Thank you, dear. I appreciate that. We'll start out in 33:15 next week. And where did we start tonight? It was 32 what? 33:14, wasn't it? All right. Brother Harry, can I pick on you tonight to come up here and dismiss us in prayer, brother? I got the back row. See, the back row Baptist? They got it tonight. All right, brother.
It was every time.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, we just come to you, Father, and just saying thank you, Father. Thank you for this time, and thank you for all that we had to study tonight, Father. And thank you for your word from Genesis, Father, and thank you so much for Brother Jim as he presented your word, Father, with such understanding and made it really where we can understand the words, the meanings, and the scriptures, Father God. And we just pray, Father, that you continue to be with Jim, Father, and if you can, just meet his medical needs, Father God. And we just pray, Father, that you just continue to bless him and bless Marilyn, Father, and bless her family, Father God. And thank you, Father, and we just pray that you bless all of us, Father God, and be able to just be with us, Father, and bring us back next week, Father God. And we want to just continue to study your word, Father God. And as we go out through the week, Father, we just pray that you will place people in our path that we can share what we've learned tonight with them, Father God, and let them know that not only are we hearers of the word, but we're going to be doers of your word. Father, these and all other blessings, we ask in Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank all of you for your attention.
Durable hard seat.